From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams, with an in-depth look at what experts say can make public buildings safer. The conversation comes as Chico's temporary library location opens today, more than a month after a deadly shooting closed the city's main branch. As Butte County expands security with guards at its libraries, questions remain about what actually makes public buildings safer. Research shows guards can help stop an attack once it begins, but experts say some of the most effective strategies are much simpler and often less expensive. NSPR's Claudia Brancard recently spoke with Ken Duvall to walk through some of the strategies experts say work.
Welcome, Claudia.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ken.
Claudia, one thing you found is that effective security is about layers. A security guard can be one of those layers, but there are other ways to slow an attacker, the idea being to quickly put barriers between them and the people they're trying to reach. What's that look like in practice?
Yeah, so it really all comes down to time, distance, and movement. So the idea being that the more time you have before an attacker can get to you, the better shape you'll be in. With that extra time, you can put the distance and movement between yourself and a would-be attacker by running away or, if needed, hiding in a secure place. So when we think about security measures, it's important to bring these factors into play.
Getting more into building security, a lot of people hear that phrase and maybe think it means spending a lot of money. But some of the safety measures you found are surprisingly affordable. What are some of those?
Okay, so I want to start with this notion of locking doors. It sounds really obvious and simple, but research does show that a locked door can literally mean the difference between life and death in these types of situations. And that's according to a study from 2017. John Hollywood is with the RAND Corporation. It's a nonpartisan think tank, and he studies security during mass attacks. His team actually analyzed more than 600 incidents to try and understand their outcomes. Here he is explaining that having the ability to quickly lock a door can be one of the most protective barriers during an attack.
When, you know, researchers looked at it, shooters had yet to break through a secured interior door. And that basically, you know, really did a lot to keep people safe by able to physically separate would-be shooters from members of the public.
So he says studies have shown active shooters haven't actually been able to get through locked doors. I didn't know that.
I was really interested to learn that too. And going back to this idea of creating time and distance, Hollywood says locking doors affords you both of those things. And I just want to note here, it's important that when we're talking about locked doors, of course, we're talking about locking the front door, locking the back door, but we're also talking about making sure that separate rooms within a building can also be locked.
So it sounds like the way a building is set up can make a real difference. What are some examples of that?
You are absolutely right about that. So one thing Hollywood underscores quite a bit is this idea of having longer walk-up entrances. That way you can actually see who's coming before they are inside. Having those interior rooms that can be secured is another really big thing. And I think both of these things really makes me think about the design of buildings and how you can create lines of defense, even in existing spaces.
So we've talked a lot about the building, but another big piece of this is making sure people know what to do in an emergency. What did you learn about that?
Right. The building really is only one part of the equation. It's a big one, but just one. Hollywood says everyone should know their role before an emergency begins. So that means having a communication plan, practicing it, and making sure that people do know where to go should something happen. Here's Hollywood again.
You have communications protocols, a lot of which are just for the people who work in the building to be able to move people around quickly, like it sounds like was done in the library at Chico.
So in the case of the Chico library shooting, we did hear reports of staff actually bringing people back to a secure room, locking that door. Hollywood said that is exactly what needs to be done in these situations.
So it sounds like the takeaway isn't that there's any one thing that makes a building safe. It's that every added layer, from security guards and locked doors to communication plans and staff training, can make it harder for an attacker to succeed, giving people more time to get to safety.
That's right. I think really the biggest takeaway here is preparedness. Hollywood emphasizes that mass shootings, they are still rare, but if the unthinkable does happen, like it did in Chico, it's important that you have those multiple layers of security in place that can buy you precious time and help save lives.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Claudia.
Thanks, Ken.
This has been Headlines in Depth from North State Public Radio. You can catch our regular Headlines podcast each weekday for the latest North State and California news. Our theme song is Fast Pop by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.